Hello, dear viewers. You're with us here on the When Worlds Meet show. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. On this show, we'd like to talk about the spiritual force. Many times we hear you saying that we have to evoke the force, the reforming light, to draw the force. Is there a new perception which we're not acquainted with, that a person can evoke forces of nature, because all in all, man is maybe like a mass that he's simply pushed to do things? What does it mean that a person awakens forces? We make so many actions during which we awaken forces. Even animals, suppose beavers that build in the water, you know, different things. These kinds of animals, and they're animals that build a nest for themselves, they evoke forces. People, because they disconnected from animals, from monkeys, and became human beings, as the Ari writes, that we came from the monkeys. And he writes about it 500 years ago, 300 years before Darwin. So, of course, that man evokes the forces of nature and controls them, and of course, all of these forces, they exist in nature, but a person knows how to evoke them and how to suppress these forces and evoke those forces and enlarge, and this being all of our work in the world, in our life. That's what's good for us. We increase what's bad for us. We want to reduce it or even erase it. Of course. But there's a force, a special force in nature that comes not in order to help us use electricity. Suppose there's electricity in nature. There's electricity in fish, in a person's body, in an animate body. It doesn't matter. Electricity and lightning. But we evoke these forces. We want to control them. We want to use them. And electricity and magnetic forces and gravity and heat and cold. And we don't want to simply be amongst these forces without controlling them. Our entire development is how to control, manage the forces of nature. How can we derive them? Control them, manage them, increase them, or decrease them. That's our entire work in getting along in life on Earth. But there is a special force in nature, which is called the collective force of nature, or godliness. Godliness, Elohim, in its numerical value, equals nature. We call the forces of nature by different names. Gravity, electrostatic, electromagnetic, different forces. The force of inner motions and between atoms, between molecules, and so on. And there is a special force in nature that, first of all, it's not a particular force, but it encompasses all of these forces, and not only the still forces that we want to control in our world, in our life, the still vegetative and animate, but there is a greater force which includes all of the particular forces of nature in it, which is called Elohim, godliness. And then this force, godliness, we call it nature. It includes in it everything that exists. Everything that you can say about it, that it exists. And this is the force which we want to achieve. Why? Because we start understanding that by these different forces, which we did learn how to use, all of these different forces that are the levels of the still vegetative and animate, even the biological forces, the forces of our body, and also the vegetative that exists in plants, and absorption and emission, and also the forces on the still level, which we learn about especially in physics. All of these forces, when we use them, we don't get enough use out of them. I can see that even if I use all the possible forces, all the existing forces on the still vegetative and animate levels, all of the forces of nature that I perceive in my five senses, in my body, in my mind, in my feelings, in my everything. Even if I'll know all these forces and I will know how to use them all, still I remain with some kind of a deficiency. By this I do not fulfill my life. I do not achieve happiness inside my desire, because all in all I'm a desire. In my desire, there is an additional special desire which is above the fulfillments which I can get by using all these forces. And then I ask myself, what's the use? What's the purpose of life? What is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of my life? And then I search, I, as a person, on earth, I search, and I reach a state where I discover that there is really a general force that includes all of these forces, including the forces which I have discovered through the different forms of science. And this general force, which is called nature or godliness, I have to come to know that force, acknowledge it, understand it. I have to control it. Yeah. To use it. So who's the force? Yours the force, not him. No, it's a force that exists in nature. Yeah, but there is the one who pushes and the one who's being pushed. No. I, a person, I'm studying magnetic forces, subatomic forces. These are existing forces. And then I discover that there's an additional force on a level that is above these forces of the still vegetative and animate, which is on the level of my desire. That this desire can change, that this force can change my desire, extend it, increase it, give it different forms, shapes, manners. So it operates you? It operates me like all other forces that operate me, but I can also, like with all the forces of nature, can operate it in return. How do I influence the forces of nature? I influence them. I use them. You use them. No, to use it means that I influence them in some way. I can't influence gravity. You have to understand what does it mean to influence or not to influence, to use. When I study the laws, and there are certain formulas from the theory of electricity, of gravity, of whatever, physics, chemistry, zoology, biology, all of these sciences, when I study the formulas, these formulas are constant formulas, steady, more or less. It could be on Earth like this, but on Mars or some other place, it could be different. But these are the laws. On stars, everywhere. These are the laws. And I use these laws. I influence them. What does it mean that I influence them? I use gravity. Meaning the force itself remains, but above it, I do what I have to do with the help of this force and against this force. So it means that I influence it with respect to me. On my behalf, I influence it. I rise above against the force of gravity. And of course, for that I need another force, which will be more than the force of gravity. I don't erase it, I don't neutralize it, but I learn. How can I overcome the force of gravity? That's called to use, only in a way that I rise above it. And so on. Meaning we use all of the forces of nature and we also overcome them if necessary. using them. To use, it doesn't mean that we erase. I can't erase anything. All in all, I'm a creature that exists within nature. But by using these forces, I rise above them and I do what I decide. And I'm capable of reaching that. Now, there is an additional, very special force here that is working on me in a human way, where besides including the forms of matter which are the still vegetative and animate, I have a form of matter called the speaking level, which is my mind and my heart, my feelings. And here I'm different. I differ from any other animal. This makes me superior to animals. And then I look on the level of my mind and feelings. What is it about this in nature? On the still level, I have these laws. All in all, the entire universe is the still level. On the vegetative level, like hair and so on, there is also what grows on Earth. On the animate level, there is the animate level on Earth, and I also in body belong to the animate world, but I have something above that, which is my inner body, which is my mind and heart, something that, mind and heart meaning mind and feelings, something that animals don't have. And then I'm looking for where does it exist in front of me in nature, and then I discover that that too exists in nature. Meaning these are the levels of still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, and against this, in nature, I discover that here, around, that it exists around me. But with respect to the speaking level, there is nothing against it. What am I going to do about it? And I'm searching because I need it, because the speaking, for me, it's my feelings and my mind. This is called a human being. The Adam in Hebrew, Adam level, the human being level. And here, it's a problem. Where do I find this force? Why do I need it? Because I'm reaching a state where I'm discontent with life, where everything that I was engaged in here in order to make my life better and so on, it didn't help me. Neither science on the still, vegetative, or animate levels. By this, I could not benefit my life. I'm still in a big minus, in despair, and I'm discontent with life. My feelings and intellect, I feel a deficiency in my feelings and my intellect. And then I'm asking, where can I find the forces, laws in nature by which I can benefit myself? Because I have reached a state in history and throughout development that even though here I have really great success on the still vegetative and animate levels, I can do everything for people. I'm not needy of food. I'm not dying of starvation. I can heat up, cool down, build a building for myself, everything. But specifically here, on the human level, that I'm in deficiency. I have no fulfillment. I have no pleasure. This is the deficiency. And then I'm searching. And this search leads me to the revelation of godliness, where such a deficiency is revealed. It pushes me like in the rest of the sciences, and then I discover the force that is standing here against it. You're starting some kind of research, yeah? And the first scientist to do it, he's called Adam HaRishon, the first Adam. And the one we know after him is Abraham. They discovered that there's a special force here.
They called it the higher force.
They called it Bore, creator, from the Hebrew meaning Bo'ure, come and see, that they can see him, reveal him. They called it, or him, nature, or godliness. They called it by different names, but what is it all about? That I can discover something that exists and directly influences my mind and feelings, and that I can influence it in return. And even more interesting is that I have a heart. Sorry for drawing the heart this way, because this is customary. And I have my brain, my mind, and with my mind and heart, I am connected to something, to some higher force that is working on me. It is influencing my mind and heart, my feelings and my mind, that I'm directly influenced by it. And then I learn from this special science, how do I influence this higher force in return with my feelings and my mind? And then, like in any other science where I'm learning what force am I facing, how does it influence me, and how do I influence it? Only this science is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. So, starting with the moment where I feel that I feel bad in life, even though everything's fine, from the moment I feel bad in life, I'm needy of this wisdom, I need for it to reveal, for it to explain to me how to get along with a higher force, otherwise I'm in despair, helplessness, great big crisis in family life, in kids' education, in culture, in economy, problems with ecology, everything. Meaning all of these things, all in all, they push me more and more to search for this higher force. Like we said, that then it is a higher force called Bore, creator, from the word Bo'ure, come and see, that I can discover it. And it is also called Elohim, godliness, and also Hateva, nature, which includes all of the lower levels of nature and more. There are many names by which we call it, according to different changes. So we understand that there is a special developing desire here, a special deficiency due to which a person starts researching. Yeah, as we develop throughout history, we reach a state where we become needy. Yeah, the process of development. What I want to understand, maybe you can help me, because we hear this a lot coming from you, that this concept of evoking the forces, or a force, that if you evoke a force, everything will turn for the better. It sounds like, I don't know, like some kind of mysticism, maybe. To awaken this force to influence me, it awakens a minus in me. That's the deficiency we're talking about? Yes. It evokes a certain deficiency in me through different things. Either through different problems and troubles, through some external influence. Or I myself suddenly discover that I want to discover this force. This is something that I lack. And then, through studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's a teacher here, teacher, the learning, the group, and connection that were demanded to provide to to reach. There are different means here that we have to connect together, and then by these means, we can influence the higher force big time. But it's on condition that I'm connected with other students that are studying the wisdom. Meaning there are conditions according to which we can increase our influence over this higher force. We're all connected to it, to this higher force, each and every person. But if we want to really influence it, we need the wisdom of Kabbalah. We have to use it to arrange ourselves such that then we can really influence it. And then our influence over it is called man. So what is this action? We increase the minus? Yes, man, it means that we raise a request, a demand, a deficiency, which is targeted, arranged, such that we can influence. It's like a system that if I know how to influence the system, I hit right on and I influence it and I get whatever response I want. Because this higher force, it's a force that exists in a whole, complete, and perfect way. Meaning that it's a constant force, steady. And therefore, it itself, it's only waiting for us to influence it correctly by raising man. And in the raising of this man, we will really ask of it for different forms of development which exist in his program of development, his program of nature, his plan of nature, for us to flow with the general flow. Okay, another question that comes to mind is, all the Kabbalists, Bala Sulam, others, very rational people, and also Bala Sulam writes about himself that his entire revelation is a scientific one. So this terminology of talking to a force, asking of a force, we're talking about a person's desire. It's not that I'm speaking with my mouth. It means that I develop my desire, because man is all in all a desire. So I develop my desire, and this is how I turn to him, not on my own, but through connection, through the group, under different conditions. And then I influence him or it, that force. And in return, I get the proper response. Like we work with the forces of nature on the still vegetative and animate levels. We test them in laboratories, in our researches. How can we influence them in order to get the preferable response? And what not to do in order to get the wrong response. All in all, the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us what to do in this respect. So what rational meaning, in order to correctly understand this language of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Torah, and Moses spoke too, as it says in the Torah, so it won't look like, mystic, something that is irrational, that it's mysticism, maybe. If the matter of our creation, if the entire matter of creation is the desire, then we have to change our desire, and for its direction and in different directions, by how it works in different directions, we influence the higher force. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah is all about. How to receive the right good things from it. And when you're saying to awaken the force, is there still some kind of a new perception here that a person has to get used to, or to know that you can really awaken something here? Is there a breakthrough here in our approach, attitude towards life? Because I don't live my life thinking, okay, how do I evoke a force? And, you know, I live life, and whatever comes my way, I work with it. I'm not awakening different influences and forces over me. Is there a new approach here? It's a new approach. It is a science which includes all sciences in it, a science by which a person changes his destiny for the better, where all the rest of our of the things that we do throughout nature, including science, that we develop medicine, and so on and so forth, we see that it brings us no luck or happiness. It doesn't. People are in greater depression, greater crisis, in family life, in everything. And what's happening to us now is that we're at the end of the path of the egoistic, materialistic development, and we see that we have not achieved anything. Humanity is miserable. They have everything and have nothing. And then, when we achieve this higher force, which includes in it all of the forces and all of the laws, and including us and controlling us, which is therefore called nature or godliness, and we study it, therefore we can arrange all of our things, all of our life correctly, where suddenly we feel, oh, if this is how we'll relate to life, we'll be happy. Meaning, here, by turning to nature, which is called godliness or creator, when I turn to nature, I want to achieve fulfillment, the perfect fulfillment in everything possible. So in me there will be left nothing which I want and can't achieve, because he is the higher force, or it is the highest force that includes all the smaller achievements in it, and therefore the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealing in our days. And let's hope that we'll use it and come to, for all of us to evoke the forces, yes, all of us together. And then we'll discover this general higher force that is working in our favor. We'll know how to use this greatest, biggest power plant that can give us eternity, happiness, perfection, attainment, feeling, everything. Now the time has come for us to use that higher force correctly. It is ready for us to open it up, to reveal it. Therefore, it's also called Creator, Bore. Bore, come and see. Thank you very much, Dr. Michael Lightman. Thank you for being with us. See you next time. All the best.